Welcome, welcome to the Power to Heal Yourself Living Unbroken podcast, season 2, episode 11. My name is Sonia Lin, a master healing practitioner, transformation coach, and I'm so excited to have you here on my podcast journey, on your healing journey. We're going to talk about love and connection, such a powerful basic human need. Love, the universal vibration. It's the foundation of your healing for energy to flow through. And healing begins with nature and an open mind. Now, love and connection is so powerful. And we all need this love. It's the love and connection, this need. It's a survival need. We're going to find ways to meet it, whether it's helpful or harmful to us. This is a basic need. And we need to feel connected with something or someone. An idea, an ideal, a value, a habit, a sense of identity, a person. Connection may take the form of love or merely of intense engagement. For instance, one can feel connected by means of aggressive behavior in interaction. So you want to look for, is this need being met in a powerful, healthy way or an unhealthy way? Because transition can create a void, a space where there's a choice. How are you going to have those needs met? Are they serving you and beneficial, or are they harmful and hurting you? Now, we are all connected, and this suffering, this false sense that we are separate, is what gets in the way of that. And we can all experience love, because we are love. We can experience love by having an open heart and showing love and expressing love, but not so open in the sense that you're giving love to others and not taking the time to keep your cup full and to have that love for yourself, and to have the boundaries and self-care. So everyone needs connection with other human beings and strives for and hopes for love. An infant needs to be loved and cared for. And, you know, during that period of time as an infant, in order to develop normally, needs to be nurtured and experience physical touch and compassion and loving emotions and care. Infants who are not held and touched, they will die. And this need continues throughout our lives. Okay, we're either nurturing and growing or dying. And the need for connection and love is epitomized by the concept of romantic love, that one person who will devote their life to us and make us feel complete. However, we are complete, we are whole, and when we come from that place of whole, then there is no lack, then we're attracting whole to us. Now, relationships, they're 100%, they're not 50-50. No one wants a half of a person, and you're not broken. You are a whole person, even if it may not feel like it at times. And in some cultures, this romantic love doesn't even exist. It's replaced by the love of relatives, friends, tribe. Some people rarely experience love, but they have many ways of feeling connection. And that is powerful. Connection is key. Whether it's in the community or it's in the workplace, The need to be loved is characteristic of all of us. And we are love. And we are all connected. Some code words for love and connection. And think of your own here. These are just a couple examples of endless options of what resonates with you. Togetherness, passion, unity, warmth, communication, tenderness, desire, understanding. So think about what words resonate with you. It doesn't have to be the ones that are on that list. And then what are the tools? What are the vehicles? Meaning, what are the ways that this need is met for you? And is it benefiting you? Is it positive? Or is it negative and harmful to you? Because we're going to find ways no matter what. And love and connection is healing, and the power of physical touch is so important. Now you think about if you have a physical wound, or you know, putting your hands on that pain. Hands touch, very healing, and we are our own healers. We do have the power within us, because we are very powerful and we have that power to heal. We all do. We were born with it. It's our divine birthright. And you know, you can place your hand on your heart and know you can come back to that place, that heart center balance, anytime, always there for you. And you can send in you know, the heart energy center, your heart chakra, and think of this rose-colored quartz, this beam of light, and just fill that up into your heart, into your chest, placing your hands over, and just pour that in, just visualize and feel that for yourself, or if you're in conflict with someone else. Come from that heart space, that unconditional love, and just send it to them and visualize and send out that energy from yourself to that person in conflict, or maybe there isn't conflict. You just want to send someone some love and some healing. So that rose quartz beam of energy and light to their heart center. And it's magical. And see what comes up from that. Play with that energy and have fun with that. And see where, you know, where do you think there's room for replacing healthier needs for love and connection and in your life, and to be able to step into your power there, to be able to serve you in a way that is more beneficial than maybe some toxic or aggressive connection. So more unconditional love, healing, and boundaries for healthy love and connection. If you have not taken my free quiz on my website to see what your top needs are, you can see where love and connection falls with the six human need psychology in your life. And you can also take this if you are in a relationship with your partner and see where your top two needs are. And there's an interplay of together what that means for your relationship. So there's information for, you know, individual, or there's further information if, you know, we work together, or if you're listening and we have worked together, or we currently are. There's lots to explore here with the needs, because it's the intention behind everything we do is to meet, you know, one of our needs. And today, of course, we're just focused on love and connection, which is such a powerful healing need and energy. And also, for the couples that are listening, or for individual that is in a relationship, I have an 8-week marriage masterclass. And right now I have a special going on with that. It's going to be launched by early April, the latest. And that's valued at $997. And so it's going to be $597 for the 8-week course online, privacy of your own home, to be doing online, like I said. And it's a special right now, until I think March 23rd, for only $297, because I am looking for more testimonials on it. I am looking for the connection and input from you and others to see how that was beneficial in your relationship and how I can even make it better before I fully launch it. This will be the time to make some adjustments or some edits to it. So it's a great opportunity to get it at half price, which will be a one-time offer before it is fully launched. And this course is a little bit different. We are evolving, and not just we're shifting from survival mode to thriving. Surviving is not working for us. It is causing stress and disease, because it's in that fight or flight, and this cortisol and this stress reaction, and it is affecting our relationships, our biology, and breaking down our health and causing illness and disease. So we are in this awakening and transformation from survival to, you know, and to thriving. And it's seeing what is missing in relationships, you know, speaking about love and connection, that over 50% of marriages now are in their divorce rate, or then there's second and third marriages, and the statistics of, you know, them failing. And the reason relationships fail are because of the intention behind it. So this class is about creating the new norm, and it's tapping into areas that may not be, that if you've taken previous any, you know, marriage master classes or premarital counseling. And this is adding in some new information as we evolve, and knowledge and wisdom for you to take your relationships, whether you're in one now or future relationship, to new heights, and to have that lasting love and connection, and breaking the cycle of growing apart to grow together, and to continue to have that passion and creation. Because as I mentioned before, we are creators. We are human beings having a spiritual experience, and we are born to co-create together. So thank you for listening, and you can find that information at my private Facebook group at Living Unbroken, as well as I can be emailed Sonia@livingunbroken.com, and of course my website sonialynn.com. And for more information also on that 8-week class, the Living Unbroken website that has premarital counseling, couples guidance, and the 8-week marriage masterclass. So my heart, my hands over my heart, sending you this rose-colored energy, just vortexual swirling beam of light from my heart to yours. So just place your hands over your heart to feel and receive, to open up that heart chakra and to receive the love that I am sending from my heart center. into yours. As always, in love and light, namaste.